You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast. The India-made version of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine will soon be available for use. Meanwhile, researchers are now raising concerns about long COVID and the costs involved. Well, tune into this episode of COVID Fight Podcast to find out why. This is Kanishka Sarkar bringing you top developments on the pandemic from India and around the world. But first, let's take a look at India's infection tally as of July 28th. The country recorded over 40,000 new cases after 5 days today. The tally of over 43,000 cases in the past 24 hours is the highest in last 20 days. The daily toll too witnessed a spike. While fatalities had remained around 400 for the past few days, the figure surged past 600 today. Now, coming back to India-made Sputnik V vaccine. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories has said that due to the sudden rise of COVID-19 cases in Russia, the arrival of Sputnik V doses is getting delayed and that the situation may ease by August end. Meanwhile, the local manufacturers are in the process of technology absorption and scale-up. The firm expects that from the September-October timeframe, it is likely to have locally manufactured Sputnik V available. Moving on to some news on the economy. A parliamentary panel report has said that the stimulus package announced by the government for the revival of the economy has been found to be inadequate. The panel noted that in the process of economic recovery post the first wave of pandemic, the second wave has even more rigorously ripped the economy, particularly the MSME sector. The report said, and I quote, "The committee observes that the stimulus package announced by the government for the economic revival from the pandemic-hit economy has been found to be inadequate, as the measures adopted were more of loan offering and long-term measures instead of improving the cash flow to generate demand as immediate relief." Unquote. The panel has recommended that the government should immediately come out with a larger economic package aimed at bolstering demand, investment, exports, and employment generation to help the economy, including MSMEs, to recover from the pandemic fallout. Next up is an update on travel restrictions. While there was a controversy over the Green Pass, 17 European Union member states, including France, Germany, Greece, Spain, Switzerland, have recognized Covishield as a vaccine for ease of travel restrictions. Now moving on to the gradual and careful reopening of schools in states. While schools have started reopening in several states and the second COVID-19 wave has simmered for now, the Delhi government has decided to take feedback from teachers and parents on the issue. Delhi's Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia said that students, parents, and teachers can mail their suggestions to delhischools21@gmail.com on how the process of reopening schools should be started. During an online briefing, he said, and I quote, "Parents and teachers want schools to reopen but are fearful. We want to know from parents, students and teachers on whether we can reopen the schools and how it can be done. In the neighboring states, schools have reopened." Unquote. Now moving on to a new study that suggests blood clots in people with severe COVID are linked to abnormal antibody response. The study states that inflammation and blood clotting seen in very severe cases of COVID may be caused by the antibodies that are sent to fight the disease and trigger unnecessary platelet activity in the lungs. The researchers also found that it was possible to reduce or stop platelets from responding in this way by treating blood with active ingredients from different drugs known to either inhibit platelet function or immune responses. The study shows how antibodies produced by our bodies to protect against COVID-19 are activating the increased function of platelets, which may be causing fatal blood clots in patients with severe disease. Platelets are small cells found in blood which form clots to stop or prevent bleeding. But abnormal platelet function can lead to serious health concerns such as strokes and heart attacks. Next, a look at pandemic news on the global front. Australia's biggest city, Sydney, has extended a lockdown by 4 weeks after an already protracted stay-at-home order failed to douse a COVID-19 outbreak. Far from a planned exit from lockdown in 3 days, the city of 5 million was told to stay home until August 28th. Next, a look at a PTI report on why governments will have to consider the cost of long COVID when easing pandemic restrictions. With governments worldwide under pressure to ease pandemic restriction as vaccine rates are rising, new threats are becoming clearer. One of the costliest, it is now feared, could be a tsunami of long COVID cases. Now, what is long COVID? Long COVID is a serious ongoing illness that follows an acute episode of the disease. It is characterized by extreme fatigue, muscle weakness, and an inability to concentrate, among many other symptoms. The focus, therefore, needs to shift towards protecting quality of life as much as saving lives in the first place. An update from Tokyo Olympics. The organizers have reported 16 more games-related COVID-19 cases, and this takes the total close to 170. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.